Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood Reporter also reporting the same thing, that publication. Eddie planned to go on camera and defend his lie that MAGA voters killed Charlie Kirk. In other words, that Tyler Robinson was one of them. Meanwhile, the advertiser calls began to roll in, and then the big affiliate conglomerates, Nexstar and Sinclair, threatened to preempt the show if he went on and told the lie again. Again, folks, when Jimmy Kimmel said this, this wasn't like 24 hours after, okay? It was well established that he was a transgender leftist. It was well established. I mean, his messages were out there. He was doing this because he felt Charlie Kirk was hateful and wanted to kill him. Kimmel even planned to double down and not apologize after Disney employees saw their emails doxed, and some even received threats. So, look, when 66 of the roughly 200 affiliate stations had said they would drop him, that's when Iger and Walden pulled the plug. So this is not some Trump censorship operation. This is not fascist, Nazi dictatorship, silly stuff. Brian in Gaffney is on the line. Hey, Brian.
Hi, Tara. First of all, there is no equivalency between Charlie Kirk and George Floyd in the life or the death of either of them. I just wanted to get that out there. Second of all, I don't buy the story so much of the 22-year-old that they say did it. Benjamin Netanyahu has been on an American media campaign saying Israel did not kill him, and I'm wondering why. Are they feeling guilty?
So let me get this straight. And the reason I took this phone call is that the way that you feel about this is incredibly, shockingly incredibly widespread that even Netanyahu has recorded a video, came out yesterday, addressing
right.
This. So let's see if I can understand where you're coming from. You think that Tyler Robinson did not kill
There's
Charlie
no way.
Kirk.
Looking at the gun, looking at the video, there's no way. It had to be somebody else. And then there's a plane that left the airport, turned off its transponder, was gone an hour before it returned. Who was on that plane?
Yeah, that was debunked by the UK Daily Mail. There's actually a really good article on it. They found the pilot. They traced the route. They interviewed him. That's actually been cleared up. There's a good explanation.
I hope so. It.
Yeah, so, but okay, so to my question, you say you think that the FBI, you know, I guess the way you're putting it is not being truthful about Tyler Robinson being the assassin.
No, they're not.
Do you think that all of the Utah authorities, the state investigation unit, the sheriff's department, who've been doing this, you know, the press conferences, you think they're in on it too, or?
Or they're being left out of the loop.
I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
They have to be, or they're being left out of the loop.
Okay.
Told what to say, if possible.
And is
FBI
his?
I took over pretty quick.
Is his dad in on it too? And his mom, who recognized him in the picture? Or no, you think they
may have recognized him, but he didn't do it. The breaking down the gun, putting the gun back together, there's no way.
And you also think that the gay furry lover is in on it too, and the texts aren't real? Or
the text might be real, spoofed. FBI does that, and they have said they do it.
Okay, and so
I don't buy it.
And who do you think did do it?
I don't know, but they don't. They probably do know, or they don't know. But it's not that 22-year-old.
Yeah, and look, I will admit there are some weird things about it. I don't doubt the FBI on this one. But I do think there are some maybe other people who might have known, Brian, that it was coming. I think that the 71-year-old man who had the presence of mind to try to act like he was the shooter, I think it wouldn't surprise me if there were people on forums in the Utah area that knew this was coming, said nothing, did nothing. Wouldn't surprise me if we find out that the roommate knew this was coming and said something or did something. I don't know that, but it wouldn't surprise me. But I got to tell you, I just think it's a step too far for me personally to believe all of these people are in on some kind of a cover-up like that. I think it's what it appears to be. I think this guy did it. And you know, folks, it speaks volumes that Alex Jones, who's had a lot of, you know, phone calls similar to the one I just got, has debunked this and said, no, this Tyler Robinson did this. This is not some sort of crazy Israeli plot. So when Alex Jones is saying that believing that is a step too far for him, and he's the country's most prominent conspiracy theorist, yeah, I think Tyler Robinson is the assassin. But I thank you for your phone call. And it is Open Line Friday, so we'll consider all sides here. And thank you for listening to the show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.